This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani yesterday. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said, India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also emphasized the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. The Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. In his address, he encouraged creators to visit the website wavesindia.org to participate in these challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees via video conferencing. He inaugurated the Pune metro section from the district court of Swargate, marking the completion of phase one of the Pune metro rail project. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today the suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. As per the cause list published on the Supreme Court's website, a three-judge bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachur will resume hearing the case suo motu today. All arrangements have been made for the third and final phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir Division, while 24 are in Jammu Division. Campaigning for the third phase of assembly elections ended yesterday evening. More than 39.18 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. The polling, which will begin at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. Israel has launched a series of air raids on Houthi targets in Yemen, marking a new front in the ongoing Middle East conflict. Israeli military confirmed the strikes, stating that they were in response to recent missile attacks by the Iran-aligned Houthi militants against Israel over the past 2 days. The World Food Programme, WFP, has launched an emergency operation to provide food assistance for up to 1 million people affected by the recent escalation between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. A statement released by WFP said the agency is distributing ready-to-eat food rations, bread, hot meals, and food parcels to families in shelters nationwide. The 14th edition of the Hockey India Junior Women National Championship 2024 will begin today in Ranchi, Jharkhand. As many as 26 teams will compete with each other for the trophy. In Junior World Wushu Championship, the Indian team bagged a rich haul of 7 medals, including 2 golds in Bandar Seri Begawan, Brunei. India won 2 gold medals, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals. And that's the end of this news bulletin.